Please come.
Thanks, Brian. Council advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith, so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. This evening, are there any apologies, Mr. General Manager?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have one apology from Councillor Cabreau and an apology from Director Berlin, who's on annual leave. And I'd just like to acknowledge the attendance of our acting directors, Lisa Bright and Zibi Roybal, this evening.
Thanks very much. Okay, we'll move on to disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest this evening, Mr. General Manager?
Yeah, I did. 8 point. I'm on the hospital auxiliary.
Right. You've submitted a form?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Are there any others?
It's right in front of you, isn't it? I put it on the desk. In front of you, Grant.
I've got it. There we go.
There you go.
Thank you, Councillor.
Are there any other disclosures, Councillor Minogue?
I'd like to disclose a less than significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest relating to agenda item 8.22. I have a social connection for being a resident of Barmettman.
Okay. We submitted a form for that.
Yes.
Have. Very good. Excellent. Are there any other disclosures of interest this evening, councillors? Okay. If there aren't any.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I will just note the standing disclosure from Councillor Brooks in regards to that item number tonight, 8.26.
And do we need a...
We have a
standing order.
Excellent,
thank you. All right. Yes, Councillor Minogue.
Please note my long-standing conflict that has been noted as well.
Apologies, yes, Councillor Minogue has a standing one as well.
Very good, thank you, Councillor. Move on to the confirmation of the minutes. The minutes are there, councillors. Can I have a mover to adopt the minutes, please?
Yes.
Councillor Henderson, I've got to get used to all the names, and Councillor Carnegie. Are there any corrections, councillors? Councillor Fennell?
If I may just point out, in page 2, item 04102024. That was resolved that the minutes of the ordinary meeting on the 13th of August and then the extraordinary meeting on the 10th of September, they were actually moved and seconded by Councillor Crowe, who would have been there. However, Councillor Henderson was not yet elected to council at that stage.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there is very mixed advice on whether... somebody in attendance has to have been in attendance at a meeting with regards to. I'm happy to seek further advice on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Fennell. Right, are there any further comments regarding the minutes or corrections? If there aren't any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to reports from staff. We've got a presentation by the auditor. Pro Australasia this evening.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Mayor. I'll hand over to
Danielle McKenzie. Welcome along, Danielle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Would you like to begin?
I can. Thank you for having me here tonight. We have now completed the audit of the 30 June 2024 financial statements. In terms of Council's general purpose financial statements, we did issue an unmodified audit opinion on those financial statements, and those financial statements The auditing was issued on the 30th of October, so within the statutory reporting timeline. What I will note this year is it is an unmodified audit opinion, which is different to what you received the last couple of years. So in the previous financial year, your audit report was qualified in relation to RFS assets, but that qualification has been removed for the 2024 financial year, which is the reason why this year it's a clean audit opinion. I will briefly go through the report on the conduct of the audit, if I may, which just kind of highlights the financial results for council for the year. So in terms of council's income statement and its operating result, the operating result from continuing operations was $23.1 million, and that's quite a 200% increase on the previous financial year. And then really that's in relation to, I guess, the council's grants and contributions balance, which council received grants and contributions of $36 million in 30 June 2024, which is a 12.3 million increase on the previous financial year. The majority of that increase does relate to an additional $6 million of regional and local roads repair program grant. And an increase in $4.1 million of other transport capital grants, and an increase of $1.2 million of storm and flood damage grant received for the natural disasters which had occurred in the previous years, but the funding was received in the 2024 financial year. So that's quite a strong result for council for this financial year. And in terms of council's statement of cash flows, council's cash and cash equivalents balance at 30 June 2024 was $13.4 million, which was an increase of $3 million on the previous financial year. In terms of council's financial position, council holds cash and investments of $88.1 million at 30 June 2024, which is an increase on the previous financial year. And then of council's cash and investments balance, $15 million of that is externally restricted. $37.6 million of that is internally restricted, which leaves unrestricted cash of $35.4 million. In terms of council's performance, all councils are rated against the six set performance ratios or benchmarks as set by the Office of Local Government. Of those six key performance measures, Council meets five of those, and there's one performance ratio that Council does not meet. But in terms of, if I go through each one briefly, the operating performance ratio is measures how well Council contains its operating expenditure within its operating revenue. Council's operating performance ratio was 30.7%, which is an increase of 22.3% on the previous financial year. So quite a big increase. And really that's in relation to the volume of the grants and contributions that you received for this year. And as you go through the ratios, the level of grants that council did receive this year does impact on some of those ratios, and you see that coming through. The own source operating revenue ratio is the one ratio that council does not currently meet. So in terms of the own source operating ratio, it's currently sitting at 31.8%. The benchmark set by the Office of Local Government for rural councils is 60%, so you're sitting quite a bit below that. But that really is related to the volume of grants that council's receiving, and council has been receiving significant grant funding over the last couple of years, which has seen that ratio drop quite a bit below that 60% benchmark. But that's not inconsistent with what we are seeing with other regional councils like yourselves. So it's not unusual, and it is something that we are seeing at a number of our councils. The unrestricted current ratio currently sits at 24.6 times. It's increased quite significantly to the previous financial year, and that's that's sitting well above the benchmark set by the Office of Local Government. Your debt service cover ratio, it does seem to fluctuate quite significantly year on year, but that's really due to council having such low levels of debt. So therefore, the ratio which shows how well council can service its debt is really then impacted by the operating result of council. So that benchmark is well exceeded by council due to the low levels of debt held by council. The next ratio is really the rates and annual charges outstanding percentage. The benchmark set is 10% for the rural councils. And the ratio showing or assesses the impact of uncollected rates on council and also the adequacy of your debt recovery procedures within council. So the outstanding rates and annual charges percentage is sitting at 4.5 and it's remained relatively consistent year on year, which is quite pleasing. We are seeing some other councils where that percentage is slowly starting to creep up. So maintaining it at similar levels to previous financial years is a good outcome for council. The cash expense cover ratio is a liquidity ratio which measures the number of months council can continue paying for its immediate expenses and its obligations without receiving additional cash. And it's currently sitting at 49.2 months. The benchmark is actually sits at 3 months, so council is holding quite a bit of cash, as already mentioned in the financial position of council. In terms of council's infrastructure, property, plant and equipment, council renewed 15.9 million of infrastructure, property and plant and equipment during this financial year, and then a further 4.5 million was actually on new assets as well. So quite a significant capital works program was undertaken in the 2024 financial year. That was kind of the highlights of the operating result and the financial statements for the year, but I'm happy to take any questions if council has had any.
Thank you, Danielle. That was very comprehensive. Would any of the councillors have any questions for Danielle? No, I think it's just... Thank you very much, Danielle. And we sound like we're travelling reasonably well.
It would appear so, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you. Okay. Gary? If you, would you like to stay or would you like to leave? You may leave now if you like. It's up to you. I'm not pushing you out the door, but if you'd like to leave, you're welcome. Would you like to stay or like to leave?
Can I stay? Thank you.
Can I stay?
Thank you.
Oh, good on you. Okay, very good. Okay, so we're on to Section 1, Corporate and Community Services, 8.1, the Audit Report for 2023-2024 General Purpose Financial Statements. For a recommendation that Council adopt the 2023-2020 financial statements and auditor's report as submitted to the New South Wales Office of Local Government. Councillor Fennell, Councillor Minogue. Councillor Fennell, would you like to say anything?
I wouldn't be going.
Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
Congratulations on a great result.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to everybody.
Congratulations
Lisa.
Congratulations, Lisa.
Yeah.
And
good.
Your team. You've
well,
done a fantastic job.
Well done.
I'd like to say that support what they're saying to Lisa about the work that's been done, and the real positive on this is the fact that there's been a change in the Red Fleet review, and effectively we now have an unqualified report, so effectively that is a real positive, and the work we've been doing over the few years has been paying off in that.
They've come to their senses. Very good. Okay, if there's no further comments, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move on to 8.2, the Finance and Investment Report for October 2024. Looks fairly healthy. The recommendation that Council receive and note the information. The Council receive and note the information contained within the Finance and Investment Report for the month of October 2024, and two, confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 October to 31 October 2024, totalling $6,329,135.97. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, and second at Councillor Minogue. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to say anything?
No.
No, Councillor Minogue, would you like to say anything?
Right.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move over to 8.3, the Budget Review, September 2024 quarter. There's a recommendation there that, one, the Quarterly Budget Review Statement for September 2024 be received and noted, and two, Council endorses the statement acknowledging the financial position is considered satisfactory. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, seconder, please. Councillor Henderson. Councillor Brooks, did you need to say something to this? No. Councillor Henderson, did you want to speak to it? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
I was going to say, can I ask a question, Bill?
You may, Councillor Lord.
With regard to the HR, I noticed that the...
Would you like to stand up for me? Yeah, thank you.
I noticed in the... HR section, we're going to a contractor of 150 now, whereas actually the original wages were budgeted 195. That means it's going to cost us 50 grand less in the year.
Mr. General Manager, would you like the director of...
You want me to answer, or are you happy to answer? Through you, Mr. Mayor. I acknowledge that, yes, it's exceeded the original budget. The contractor is only a temporary solution, and we will be seeking to engage a permanent, try and find a permanent solution in the new year, and we'll see where that brings us. So that's the HR coordinator position at the moment is just a contract role. So it exceeds the current budget allocation. So there's an additional.
So effectively, the whole lot in that HR section, we actually could be looking at an excess in the budget already, is that right?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's what it makes a request for additional funds for that.
Right.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we're looking at this budget review requesting an additional $115,000 is the difference that we're requesting.
Very good. You're happy with that, Councillor?
I'm happy with the answer, I'm not happy with the results.
I will note that. If there's no further comments and no further questions, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay. So 8.4, Carry Forward Works 2023-2024. There's a recommendation there that Council approve the requested budget adjustments as detailed in the Carry Forward document for the amount of $175,643 to be carried forward to the 2024-2025 financial period. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, can I have a seconder? Councillor Brooks. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to this or ask a question?
No, it looks good.
Okay. Councillor Brooks? If not, I'll put the motion.
Can
all
I
those in favour?
Can I ask another question?
You may, Councillor Lord.
With regard to the Councillor Development Fund, if it was unspent effectively $9,000 last year and we've already got a budget allowance this year for it, I'm not convinced we should be carrying forward that just into the next budget. I think we should be seeing how we go with that, and if we need a further allocation halfway through the year, then we should be requesting it go into the budget, not just an automatic carry forward.
Mr. General Manager, would you like to answer that? Or the Director?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. If we don't do the carry forwards in November, we don't have another opportunity to do so. So if we don't spend that allocation that we have carry forward, we can always do a quarterly budget review at one of the December, March quarters. But we won't have another opportunity to carry forward the excess budget.
Okay.
Good question. No?
Right.
Mm. You happy with that, Councillor?
Happy, and we'll see how we go then.
Very good. Okay, there's no further questions. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. So we'll move on to 8.5, Australia Day funding village community events. Explanation there, the council received and note the information contained within the Australia Day funding village community events report. Shouldn't the recommendation include a figure there?
No, the Australia Day funding's all in place.
Okay, all right.
So,
can I foreshadow an amendment to this?
You may, Councillor McGlynn. Can I have a mover for the motion? Councillor Henderson, a seconder for the motion. Councillor Minogue. What's your foreshadow amendment,
Councillor McGlynn? Okay, I support it 100%, but I think I thought that previously the villagers were entitled to $500, not three. What they don't spend, they return. But I think that we spend is a very generous allocation to the Lions Club. But they get a good crowd at Maroola, and maybe it should be paid on receipt or something. But
so your question is regarding the figure.
The 300.
Mr. General Manager, like to answer that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it may have been $500 in the past. It certainly wasn't last year, and it is subject to invoices and being sent to council.
So if they go over to 300, you're prepared to pay up?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we would bring that back to council.
Okay, well, we couldn't put it in now, anyway, okay.
So you're withdrawing the...
I mean, we've got a very generous budget, and for the Lions Club, and that's great, they do an amazing job. But I think $300 really doesn't go far. At Ungerry, they get a large hall full of people. At Maroola, they get a lot of people. At Balmeven, they got a number of people that they had two different events. I just think an extra $600.
Would you like to move it to?
I'd like to move that we increase the $300
to $500
per
okay.
Village.
Yeah. So I'll need a seconder for that amendment. Councillor Lord. So you've already spoken to it, Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord, did you want to speak to it?
I think it's pretty reasonable. The thing is that when it comes to the Australia Day function here, we also, I think, get an extra grant that from the government for the Australia Day function. It's not in the in this figure.
Mr. Chairman.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. We've had approved a $10,000 grant allocation from the National Australia Day Council.
Therefore, if we're going to spend $10,000 in West Wyalong, then $500 per village is not a great deal on that. Even though it's coming out of a separate budget, I just believe that $10,000 should be distributed across the Shire, not in one community.
Mr. General Manager, may I pass it on to that?
It's entirely up to Council how they decide to distribute funding. I would suggest that you're not making an amendment to the resolution, or you are, but you need to articulate what that amendment is, because you've just said chuck making from 300 to 500. At the moment, this recommendation is simply to receive and note the report.
Well, how?
I need a proper
recommendation. So you, Mr. Mayor, how do I increase it? What do you want me to say?
Specifically, the
villagers get $500 in this. Information noting that the villagers receive $500
to assist that. I just basically like to think that $500 for five villages, $2,500, comes out of their $10,000 grant for the Australia Day funding, which goes to the villagers, $7,500 then goes to the major function.
So you've written that in the amendment. So you want to read the amendment?
I haven't got one at the moment, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, can you say?
You need to give us the wording for the amendment.
Can I hand it over to Councillor? He did a better job than me. Councillor Lord. The $500 be given to the villagers instead of the nominated $300. So the council receives and notes the information contained in the Australia Day funding.
With the amendment
that
be adjusted from $300
to $500. Yes.
And I would with the position of the mover, I'd like to see that come out of the grant funding that we're getting for Australia Day.
So you want that in addition to that amendment?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that also be provided from the $10,000 provided by the federal government.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I will need to seek clarification as to whether we would be allowed to allocate it from those funds, because we made an application
on the proviso that is appropriate.
And may I say, and upon receipt of
receipt.
Well, I'll put that amended motion now.
Do you want me to just clarify?
Yes, read the motion. Read the amendment.
Okay, so it's a two-part recommendation now, and that is the council receive and note the information contained within the Australia Day Funding Village Community Events Report, and that $500 be provided to each village from the National Australia Day Council funding, from the National Australia Day Council funding, subject to National Australia Day Council approval and upon receipt
of appropriate
invoices.
So I'll put the amended motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I declare it carried. So we'll move on to 8.6, council meeting and workshop dates for 2025. There's a recommendation there that council adopt the council meeting and workshop schedule for 2025 as provided in attachment A. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell, Councillor Brooks. Councillor Fennell, would you like to say anything?
No, just that it's a very nice little calendar of dates there. I think it's pretty straightforward as to when that's expected to happen. Thank you very much for preparing. Sure.
Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it?
Echoing what Councillor Fennell said. Yeah,
very good. If there's no further discussion, you're asking a question, Councillor McGlynn, or...?
Can I ask a question?
You may, right?
Why haven't we got the budget workshop date in here?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, merely an oversight, I can get that corrected.
Okay, because the more notice we have, then it gives us a chance for everybody being here. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor McGlynn.
Another question is, when looking at this particular calendar...
You may, Councillor Lord.
The issue is, when we're looking at the 7th of October, immediately the following after a public holiday, and we've got actually 5 Tuesdays in September, would it be more appropriate to put that workshop back so it's not following straight after a public holiday?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that can be amended accordingly in the new year.
Thank you, Councillor Lord. If there's no further discussion on the council meeting and workshop dates, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. Let's move on to 8.7, endorsement of the State of the Shire Report 2021 to 2024. There's a recommendation there that 1, council endorses the State of the Shire Report 2021 to 2024. 2, the State of the Shire Report 2021-2024 be published on the council's website, and 3, the New South Wales Office of Local Government be advised accordingly. Could I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, a seconder. Councillor Lord. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to this?
Simply to state that I was most impressed with the report that was provided to us.
Very good. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to this?
I think it's appropriate. Looking at it there, and the only thing I'd like to say, which I recognise has happened, but I'd like to see now continue, now we have a heritage advisor in place to get all those old projects we haven't done, looked at and commenced.
Excellent. There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move over to 8.8, adoption of the social media policy. There's a recommendation there that one, council endorses the revised social media policy and place it on public exhibition from Friday the 22nd of November 2024 for a period of 28 days. Two, following the period of exhibition and submission period, to allow for written submissions to be made, any suggested amendments to the plan be made, and a further report be presented to council prior to its formal adoption. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, seconded. Councillor Minogue. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to it?
I think that the policy that, as it's presented, is very thorough. Covers off on all bases.
Very good. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
Echo Councillor Carnegie's comments and note a correction that I have supplied that needs to be made.
Very good. And that correction's been made, Mr. Gentleman.
It's not within this document, Mr. Mayor. It will be in subsequent document.
Excellent, thank you. Councillor Minogue.
So, excuse me.
Councillor McLean, you'd like to ask a question?
Yeah, for you, Mr. Mayor, could you tell me? Oh, so is this adjustments are going to be made to the policy? I didn't quite understand. Sorry.
Councillor Minogue, would you like to explain?
It is simply a correction of a term. Twitter is now referred to as X. So, for completeness.
So it's a typo. Okay, very good. Okay, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. Move over to where are we now? 8.9. Code of Conduct Reporting for Blanshire Council. There's a recommendation there that Council notes the submission of the annual agency report on the Code of Conduct Complaint Statistics. That the Code of Conduct Complaint Statistics was made to the Office of Local Government within the statutory timeframes. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, seconder. Councillor Henderson. Don't think we need to discuss this, do we? Or Councillor Noak, you'd like to ask a question?
No. Note an amendment that I'd like.
You'd like an amendment?
In the actual policy. We're doing the right one, aren't we?
No.
Sorry,
oh,
been,
sorry.
No, we're on 8.10, we're on 8.9.
We're on 8.9.
Oh, sorry. No.
Okay, very good. If there's no further discussion on the Code of Conduct Reporting for Blanshire Council, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Right.
Oh, very good. We'll move over to 46. Okay. 8.10, endorsement of the Blanshire Code of Conduct. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 endorse the existing Blanshire Code of Conduct of 2020 and procedures for the administration of the Code of Conduct 2020 until the completion of the Councillor Conduct Framework Review by the Office of Local Government. And 2, seek expressions of interest from suitably qualified persons to be included on Council's panel of conduct reviewers. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, and can I have a seconder? Councillor Henderson. Councillor Brooks, did you want to speak to this? No. Councillor Henderson, did you want to speak to this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to state that this is a very important issue for local council, and have learnt very recently through the training that we will be applying this and obviously standing to it at all meetings and points in time.
Very good, Councillor Henderson. There's no further comments.
Yeah, there is. Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor.
I'd like to speak against this. I think this code of conduct, whether it's now or it's in the future, is the most vacuous hypocrisy that you could possibly imagine. I'm more familiar with the code of conduct because I've had more of them than anyone in the room. So let me tell you about it. This is.
Councillor McGlynn, I think this is just that we're.
We're endorsing
we're,
it?
It's our existing policy. It's not the new policy.
It's not the new policy. It's the existing one that is not used. There are so many, not a lot, but there are codes of conduct that go unquestioned. In the whole time that I've been on council, I've never put in a code of conduct. I've had so many. I've been the subject of them. None of them have ever stood up. And it's my belief, nobody else's, that codes of conduct are used as a method. Because you don't like a particular councillor, you don't like the way they perform, whatever. I've always imagined that this council chamber was a chamber where you debated and argued and discussed passionately at times ideas to come up with the best outcome for the ratepayers of this shire. You overstep the mark. You say something you shouldn't say. You interrupt, you do whatever. But you're there, you're passionate about your community, you want to come up with the best outcome for the shire. When I've been put up on codes of conduct about other things altogether, this is why they're used as a means of getting back at someone.
Point of order.
I think Councillor McGlynn, I think that's enough. I think there's a bit of vitriol there, and
no, there's no vitriol because I haven't named anyone. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
But I think you've said enough, and I think you can resume your seat. I think everyone's clear on your position on that, and I think some agree and some don't agree. So if you resume your seat, and we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I'm against.
I declare it carried. Could you record Councillor McGlynn's vote against the motion, please? Okay, 8.11, endorsement of the Blanshire Code of Conduct meeting practice. There's a recommendation there that 1, Council endorses the Blanshire Code of Meeting Practice, and 2, at the completion of the Councillor Code of Conduct Framework review process, and should it be required, a revised Code of Meeting Practice be prepared for further consideration by Council. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, can I have a seconder? Councillor Carnegie. Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to this?
No, it's all pretty clear.
Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to this?
No.
If there's no further discussion...
Yes, I will be voting, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll be voting against this one because I think there are... In the last council meeting we had, there are absolute irregularities at that were not picked up. We let them go. Yet again, this is not done on a fair and equitable basis. It's done with a lot of hypocrisy, and I will do not, unless it's enforced with fairness and equity to everyone, I'm not going to support it.
Thank you, Councillor Levin. Councillor Minogue, do you want to speak?
I just have an amendment that I would like in section 3.9, and this is based... Simply based on the advice from the training that we received from...
54.
It is merely an addition of to be included on the agenda of the meeting, the notice of motion must be in writing and must be submitted at least 8 business days to be received before 5 p.m.
You just want to add to be received before 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Okay, so that's an amendment. I need a seconder for that amendment. Councillor Brooks has seconded that amendment.
Can I foreshadow a further amendment? If that's
you may foreshadow a further amendment, Councillor Hogg.
And my foreshadowing of the is amendment is an actual fact to delete the word business. So in other words, you've got till the Friday afternoon prior to the meeting.
No, you should have it.
So just make that clear again, Councillor Hall.
It's quite clear, the fact that if I submit a notice of motion on the Friday prior to the meeting, I've got to submit it Friday week before the meeting. If I do it, submit it on the Friday week, it's too late. I believe I should have at least until the end of that week, which is 8 days before the meeting, not 8 business days. 8 business days ceases on the Thursday.
Okay.
I'll second that.
So 8 days. Okay. So would the mover of the amendment, Councillor Minogue, be happy to include that in the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, perhaps. That becomes the amendment. So we'll put the amendment. All those in favour?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, you need a seconder for that.
Councillor,
we're going to second the amendment. So I'll put the amendment. And all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. We declare it carried. Okay, well, that's cooperation.
It's now the motion.
Okay. So we'll put the amended motion. I need a mover and a seconder for the amended motion. Councillor McStinney.
Could you read that amended?
All it was it's in 3.9, and there was, and in 3.9, there's a councillor may give notice of any business they wish to be considered by the council at its next ordinary meeting by way of a notice of motion to be included on the agenda of the meeting. The notice of motion must be in writing and must be submitted at least 8 days before the meeting is to be held and up until 5 p.m. on that day. Are you happy with that, Councillor Fennell?
Thank you.
Okay. So have I got a... Did I get a mover and a seconder for those?
No, you haven't.
I need a mover and a seconder for that motion. Councillor Minogue, need a seconder. Councillor Lord, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. We're through it. Okay. So now we go over to
ninety-three
of it. Okay.
Can we just turn the aircon off, please?
You're freezing.
Please.
You can do that.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Marina.
Thank you, Marina.
8.12, endorsement of the Draft Community Strategic Plan 2025 to 2035. There's a recommendation there that 1, Council endorse the Draft Community Strategic Plan 2025 to 2035, building a sustainable community, empowering people, promoting fairness and achieving progress, and place it on public exhibition from Friday the 22nd of November 2024 until Friday the 31st of January 2025 for community comment and feedback. And 2, following the period of exhibition and submission, the submission period to allow for written submissions to be made, any suggested amendments to the plan be made, and a further report be presented to Council prior to its formal adoption. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell, a second act.
No,
Councillor Brooks.
Amendment, please.
Yes, Councillor Brooks.
On page 99, under care and related expenses, it says council will reimburse the councillor's costs to a maximum of 84. Is that the right one? Am I on the right one?
No,
You're
125.
You're
125. Oh, sorry, that's next one. Forget that.
You're ahead. Okay, so we're putting the motion. Yeah. I need a second. Councillor.
I had Councillor Fennell and Councillor
Minogue. Councillor Brooks, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. So, Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to this?
I think I agree with this. I recommend this. I have nothing against it at all, so I do speak for it.
Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it?
Okay.
Right. Okay, excellent. Thanks for the comments. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare it carried. So move over to 8.13, endorsement of the draft payment of expenses and provision of facilities to councillors' policy. There's a recommendation there that council endorses the draft payment of expenses and provisions of facilities to councillors' policy and place it on public exhibition for a period of 28 days from Friday, the 20th November 2024 for community comment. And 2, following the period of exhibition and a minimum of 14 days following, be permitted to allow for written submissions to be made and a further report be presented to council prior to the formal adoption of the property. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, seconded.
Yeah,
Councillor Brooks.
Please.
And you've got an amendment.
Amendment now.
Councillor Brooks, yes.
Okay, I'll stand. Page 99, care and related expenses. In regards to the maximum cost of 4-hour engagement of a babysitter is currently $80, with any period above that is at an hourly rate of up to $15 per hour. Can I please amend that to the 4-hour move from $80 to $120 an hour, which will then equal $30 an hour instead of $20, and the extra hourly rate of up to $15, if you could move that to $25 per hour, please.
Just a gentleman,
no
babysitter,
Through you, Mr. Mayor, noting that the document's going on public exhibition, if you can just provide that to me in writing, we can
adjust the
amendments and we can make the appropriate amendments to the document as part of that public exhibition period.
So then we revert to the original recommendation. Are you happy with that, Councillor Brooks?
Absolutely, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's no further comments, councillors, I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried.
Yes.
Okay, 8.14, strengthen communities application, Narradan PNC Association. There's a recommendation now that Council approve the application for funding of the Narradan PNC Association under the Strengthening Communities Fund in the amount of $1,969. Can I have a mover, please?
Yes,
Councillor Fennell, and
seconded
Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
I do speak in favour of this recommendation. Having been out to Narradan and visited the school there and actually seen the facility that they've got there with their basketball court, I think this would aid them greatly in holding extra events out there, particularly when they mentioned there about their markets. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for that community to become more cohesive and to join together in a great variety of activities and things. So I do speak for that.
Thanks very much, Councillor. Now, McLean, would you like to speak?
Yes, I think this is a wonderful idea. The cohesiveness, I think they're that cohesive. That when you go out there for a speech day, there's 12 children, it takes about 3 hours. Because everyone does a poem, everyone does this, everyone's included, and the whole community come in and have supper afterwards. So it is a very inclusive community. However, they are at the end of the edge of the shire. They don't have a lot going on out there, and I think this is just a wonderful opportunity to do something to show them that we are concerned, we do believe in them, we do support their community. And there is a precedent set for this because I was very involved in the Wyong School getting the tennis court. So,
okay, very good, but stick to the point. So you want it, you're approving this and backing this up because you think it's a great thing. Is that right?
If I may continue.
Well,
I don't want you
continuing on and on and on. I think you've well and truly said that the community is deserving, and that you're very happy with it. And I think that's an upset. Thank you. If there's no further comments,
can I ask a question?
Councillor Lord, you may.
Yeah, with regard to this, I am not against Narradan getting funding. What I am concerned is, are we setting a precedent? The fact that are we actually setting a precedent by spending money on somebody else's property, and the property of the Narradan Public School belongs to the Department of Education, and effectively, I understand the situation there. The agreement we had with Councillor Glynn mentioned is the fact that the tennis courts effectively at Wyalong were made on a loan back or a lease back to the public for public usage. The fact is here, are we actually effectively spending money on a government
facility
to upgrade a government facility and not a public facility?
Mr. Gentleman.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I certainly take on note Councillor Lord's point. I'm happy for us to investigate that if you'd like.
I'd like to see it investigated before I pass it on.
So we'll withdraw the motion, defer the motion. It's up to Councillor. So Councillor, would you like to defer this motion?
No.
So you want to deal with this motion now and have it investigated. Is that where we're sitting?
I move that we put the motion going.
Okay, very good. So we'll put, if there's no further comment, we'll
we
put the motion. We'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, I declare it carried. Okay. 8.15, strengthening communities application, West Wyalong Hospital Auxiliary. There's a recommendation now that Council approve the application for funding of the West Wyalong Hospital Auxiliary under the Strengthening Communities Fund in the amount of $968. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, Councillor Brooks. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
Reserve my right.
Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it?
I'll say something. I personally, when I first moved to town, the Carols by Candlelight was the first community event that we went to, and for us, it really helped us strengthen our community feeling, and we think it's a wonderful event, and yeah, happy to support it.
Very good, thanks, Councillor Brooke. There's no further questions, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Would you like to stay or would you like to go?
Thank you very much.
You may leave. Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got a section 2, Executive Services, 8.16, Monthly Status Report, Council Meeting Actions, August 2024. There's a recommendation there that Council receive a note in the Monthly Status Report, Council Meeting Actions, October 2024. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, seconded Councillor Brooks. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Pretty self-explanatory.
Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it? No. Are there any other questions from any other councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, declare it carried. So we'll move on to
June 21.
Sorry, I keep asking, but it's a big paper. 8.17, submission, councillor conduct and meeting practices. There's a recommendation there that council endorse the draft submission to the New South Wales Office of Local Government discussion paper on the new framework for the councillor conduct and meeting practices. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie and seconder, Councillor Brooks. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to it?
It's all self-explanatory, I think, and moving things forward.
Very good. Councillor Brooks? Okay, there's no further comments. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. Okay. Item 8.18, Blanshire Australia Awards Committee. There's a recommendation there that the minutes of the Australia Awards Committee held on the 12th of November 2024 be received and noted. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconded Councillor Henderson. Councillor Minogue, any comments you want to make? No. Councillor Henderson, no comments. If there are no comments, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, declare it carried. 52, is it? 8.19, Annual Report 2023-2024. There's a recommendation there that 1. Council receives and notes the Blanshire Council Annual Report for the year 2023-2024. 2. The 2023-2024 Blanshire Council Annual Report be published on Council's website. And 3. The New South Wales Office of Local Government be advised accordingly. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Fennell. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Who's that, my right?
Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
No, it's just a great document for a light reading. Great.
Excellent. We'll put the motion. We'll put the motions. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, declare carried. So we'll move on to section 3, Technical Services 8.20, Retail Energy Tender Small Sites. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 participates in the joint ReRock Small Sites electricity tender. 2. Acknowledges that there are extenuating circumstances surrounding the procurement of electricity due to the short validity period of offers, approximately 2 to 3 days, from electricity retailers, where anything longer than this is likely to include a price risk component, and as such, Council should be excused from the tendering requirements under section S5531 of the Local Government Act for the procurement of electricity for small tariff sites. And 3, delegates the authority to accept or reject the recommended retailer to the general manager. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Lord and Councillor Henderson. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I think this one's
common sense.
I think this is basically pretty straightforward. It's effectively group purchasing, and we don't want to go to tender it. We want to go to the best price.
That's right. Yeah. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Aye.
You agree?
Yes. Full faith in the general manager to make the right.
Very good. If there's no further comments, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. So move over to 156, 8.21, the West Wylong Floodplain Committee. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 determined to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates of the West Wylong Floodplain Committee. 2. Advertise for community representatives for the West Wylong Floodplain Committee. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Bernal, can I have a seconder? Councillor Lord. Okay, so I need 2 delegates. Councillor Fennell.
I nominate Tony Lord. Councillor Lord.
Councillor Lord, do you accept that nomination?
Yeah, it's not going to be a massively onerous one, but I'll happily do it.
Do we have any other nominations?
Councillor Carnegie.
Councillor Carnegie, do you accept that role?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay, so we have two delegates, Councillor Lord and Councillor Carnegie. If there's no further comment, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, I declare it carried. We'll move on to 8.22, DA 2024/0039, Waste or Resource Management Facility, addition of Waste Disposal Facility, Private Ancillary Landfill, to existing Resource Recovery Facility, Scrap Metal Recycling Facility. There's a recommendation there that Council approve DA 2024/0039, Waste or Resource Management Facility, addition of Waste Disposal Facility, Private Ancillary Landfill, to existing Resource Recovery Facility, Scrap Metal Recycling Facility at 68 Mandamar Road, Barbemidman, subject to conditions of consent. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell, seconded Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
I'll speak to it, and I'd recommend this, this recommendation. I do remember quite passionately the presentation that we received that particular night. It was very comprehensive. It had me totally convinced. I mean, the work that they've done to get this over the line speaks for itself here, and I'd like to see us all go ahead and approve this wonderful local initiative.
Thank you, Councillor Fennell. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
This is exactly the sort of... Oh, thank you. What a pleasure. This is exactly the sort of development we need in our Shire. The state-of-the-art technology is innovative. The presentation that... Mr. Perry gave through our workshop was absolutely fantastic. He explained it very clearly. It's going to be fantastic for employment in our Shire, especially in the village of Barmebin. Now, when you put something like this out and you don't get any complaints, that's a major achievement, because we've never, ever done a development like this before where we haven't had feedback from people that they didn't want it. This feeds into the export market, so it feeds into Australia's financial benefit. It's environmentally very friendly because they're recycling. It ticks all the boxes plus. And this is the most successful development, or one of the best developments we've had in my time on council, and I congratulate Mr. Perry on his... on his achievement to bring this to us today, and wish him all the success.
Very good, Councillor Lynn, that's excellent. I think you've got congratulations from all of us, actually. Adam?
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried unanimously. Adam?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
So we'll move on to... Adam, would you like to stay or like to go?
May I be excused, please?
You may. You may.
Thank you.
Okay. Section 4, reports for information. I'll need a mover and a seconder for these reports. Can I have one? Councillor Henderson. Seconder. Councillor Fennell. We'll move through them one by one. 8.23, the Economic Development and Tourism Report. For the Community Development Report.
They hold there. The one they did on dementia was absolutely brilliant. It was very informative, very moving. Had a fantastic attendance of the 40 or 50 people. So thank the library very much, and thank
very good.
Happy night.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Move on to 8.26, Children's Services October update.
even though
you may, Councillor Brooks.
Conflict. I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention that my background is in children's services. I've worked in children's services for over 10 years. I've worked all over Sydney and everything in all different aspects, and with four kids myself, with four kids that have been through our children's services in many different facets. I just want to bring it to the attention how lucky we are in the Blanchard to have such a quality staff and quality resources, because I think we are above and beyond a lot of city-based facilities that I've been a part of. Yeah, so we're very, very lucky.
Thank you very much, Councillor Brooks. It's nice to know.
So, the other
Councillor Lord, yes?
With regard to the family daycare, with regarding to the family daycare, it's ceasing at the end of this year, is that correct now?
Mr. Gentleman?
Yes, it is in December.
So effectively, is there going to be a shortfall in anything, or will there be childcare places available?
Will children be disadvantaged as a result of that?
Will we be disadvantaging any families?
No.
I don't believe so. At the moment, we've only got two carers currently doing family daycare services, and the other carers have joined other organisations.
That's fine.
Very good. Councillor Pennell, you look like you've got a question there.
You must know. Echoing a little bit on Councillor Brooks' comments there, for those that went on our council drive around, which we did Saturday a week ago, we were a very small group, very impressed group, I feel. Having been on that tour before, it was encouraging, and it was very pleasing to drive around again and see the improvements that had been made in those areas, well, everywhere, like to the library, to the up to the depot, to have those people. Well, to children's services as well, but to have those people with pride produce and explain to us, you know, what they do on a daily basis. I think it's disappointing that it was only a small group of people, and I think it's to other people's... It was disappointing that other people didn't get to experience that, but I would like to personally thank the staff for the time that they put in on that Saturday. I do realise that they probably gave up a day, and it's very impressive, and we hope to see that animal pound, Councillor Mayor, Councillor Mayor Brian Monaghan, sorted.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor Fennell. Okay, so we move on to 8.27, the Land Community Care Services Update for October 2024. Technical Services Report.
If I may just ask a question.
You may, Councillor Pennell.
Just on a laneway. It's a laneway between Casson Street and Main Street, Neil Street, which runs the entire distance from the bypass road up to behind, I think it's Ampol. There's an area there near the Ampol service station which is virtually impassable. It is a laneway, but there's a tree that's just about grown right over the top of it. And there's also dumped cars there, or look like derelict cars. And there's also a lot of grass and that obstructing that area. I do not know what laneway it is. I have asked, but they've been unable to tell me. So, Casson Street and Neil Street.
The director engineer?
I don't know what the laneway is. I've driven it both ways, and there's
so
a couple of stop signs.
There's no signage?
No, there's no signage there at all. There's a couple of stop signs.
Is it Carter's Lane?
Could it be? I even asked a guy that was walking down the laneway that was born in Toppy, and he didn't know what the laneway was. So. It's staggering.
Is it a designated road?
One at a time.
Well, it's got stop signs.
Director of Engineering, yeah. Would you like to look into that for us, please?
Yes, I will look.
I did send an email for the person concerned.
Very good.
So far, there was no any complaints or anything like that, so we have no reports for it.
No, she hasn't probably gotten back to you. I included the person in my email that did tell me about it. It did go to council and it was acknowledgement of it, but I haven't heard anything back. And I don't know whether she actually addressed the issue herself.
I will check in council reports.
Okay,
just
thanks.
I didn't know what laneway to refer to.
Thanks very much,
thank
Mr.
You.
Director. We'll move on to 8.29, Development Services Activity Report, October 2024. Any questions, councillors? If there aren't any, can I have... I'll put the motion to adopt all those reports. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. So we'll move on to notice of motion, chambers and workshops. The author is Councillor McGlynn. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to us, please? I'll need a seconder for Councillor McGlynn's motion.
Anything for discussion here? Yeah.
Councillor Lord. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak?
I withdraw item B. I believe that's not tenable. I would like to address one of the things. This is to make, for as long as I've been in this council, we've had a semicircle in here where we've all been able to see each other and see the reactions of people, feed off their reactions to different things in that happened in the council. After all, the reason we're here is to make the best decisions, and you come in often with a set of ideas and you hear an argument against it and you change your ideas, and it's got to be conducive to that. This arrangement is said to address councillors' concerns about not being able to see the audience during the meeting. A concern was made after an incident that happened at the second last meeting, I think, that by one of the people in the gallery, we didn't see it, and it was a throwaway line. At no time did any councillor put in a formal request that we conform the room in this way. Now, when I'm sitting here, I have no idea. I can see the people over here and get their reaction. I can't see the people here. And I think when we could communicate by eye contact, by feeling, by just listening, that it was a much more conducive thing to making good decisions, and that's why I wanted, if the council would consider either forming these around, because we are meant to be facing the top, not from what we heard the other day, not to be facing each other, or we could go in the semicircle we had before. Director Boleyn said that this could be done from up the top, it wouldn't be a problem. I think this would be a very good thing to happen, but I'm not going to die on the ditch over it. If others want it, it's a good thing. If they don't want it, so what?
There was a second part to that motion, Councillor McGlynn. Did you still want that in there? Or?
Well, I've heard that that's going to be too hard for people to know. We come to a... I can understand that a little bit. We come to a workshop and we sit in all different places and we don't have any trouble with names. Campbelltown Council and a number of councils in Sydney have a box or something at the door, and every time they come in, they pick out a number and they sit in a different seat. Some of us, to this council, we are at times meant to work as a team. I don't think we're doing that now. I think it's a very divided council. There's the A team and there's the XYZ team. And I think if you had the opportunity to sit beside other people, you might find out that, you know, they haven't got two heads and they're not Pol Pot in disguise, that they've got something to offer and you might even have something in common. I think it would break barriers, but that's up to to the councillors to discuss or whatever they want to do.
Councillor, do you want to speak to this?
Oh,
I want to speak with regard to the seating arrangements, but particularly with the format we've got. I mean, as everybody knows, I've been on council 20 years or so, and effectively all the various chambers that I've been in actual fact, have tables in a format that we're actually can look and talking to effectively the top desk and whatever else. And I believe that you know, it's there. I mean, I'm standing now and I'm only facing two or three people. At least when we had a format that was around, I was actually able to see and talk to every particular councillor. We are worried about what is occurring effectively in the public gallery, and I think that's what was one of the things that started on this. And I don't have a problem of moving the public gallery to the side or anything like that. I just think, you know, it's just the way that this is built, that's naturally there. If we actually have the format, you know, we've got the media desk on the side, effectively, and they hear anything else. I'd be quite happy to have this door closed, particularly in the winter when the draft's blowing in your back all the time, you know, and whatever else. And I do believe that we need to get that format back. And we're talking about audio-visual. I'm not convinced we need audio-visual. I still we need to comply to the rules and have audio recording of the meetings, etc., etc., etc. And if we need audio-visual, then we've got a screen up here with projectors we've been able to use. If we want to shift that screen up here and replace the King's picture, that's fine.
Very good.
But with that, you know, that's my opinion on that one.
I think we have two separate issues here. I think that we need to put them separately. So the first motion...
Sorry, can I...
Yes, Mr. John.
Sorry, Ms. Mayor, my apologies, but can I just clarify with Councillor McLean that item B of the motion you've withdrawn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So item one, that is that the... I take it that we want a semicircle structure put in place. I'll put that motion first, and if there's no further comment, we'll put that motion now. All those in favour of having a semicircle approach for council, I declare it carried, and it was carried unanimously. The second part of Councillor McGlynn's motion was regarding the seating, that it would be in a state of flux all the time, it would change, or would the councillors prefer to have an allocated seat? Yes, Councillor Lord?
I think, you know, we've been happy to try what we've been doing for 3 or 4 months. What's wrong with trying something different for a trial period until April and see what happens?
Well, that would be a separate motion again, Councillor Lord, for a
well,
trial period.
Yeah,
would you like to amend your motion, Councillor McGlynn?
I'll amend that as a trial period to April to see how it goes. If it doesn't work, yeah.
Okay, I need a seconder for that amendment.
Oh, a seconder of the original. Yeah.
You'll second it as well. Okay, so we'll put that amended motion, and that is that council has entered the chamber, and it's... Do we select a number? Are you moving that we select a number, or are you moving that we just
select
a seat?
All the seats are numbered 1 to 8, and you go around 1, 2, 3, 4, usually. And you just pick up your name and you pick up a number and you sit, put your name, you know, face it, your name out there, and you sit where the number is. But I'm
okay. Okay. So.
Just at a trial, see how it goes.
The second part of the motion is that we have a bowl allocated with numbers in it, plastic numbers or whatever, and you select a number as you enter the chamber. So I'll put the second part of that motion now. All those in favour of a trial period of selecting a seat as you come into the chamber, please raise your hands.
Okay.
All those against? Okay. I declare the second part of the motion lost. And I think I need a mover now to close the meeting, please. Councillor Minogue and Councillor Henderson. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you.